Start your day to Torah Marsha, Tesvov, Sivan, Toshin Pei Dalet, Harav Favish K. Let's wrap you up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You're not walking around.
No, he's reaching down there. He's got... In the beginning of the parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell Aaron about Hadlokas Neiros. So, the question, of course, he asked is, what's in the Geya here just now? It's not mit Hadlokas Neiros now. Back in the parsha with the Mishkan, etc., to know what to do. So, in Tetzaveh, there's the Klala, the Rabbat. Ktoires. So, what here? So, Rashi says that, Rashi doesn't ask it outside Kasha, but Rashi says that because by the Chanukah Hanasiim, Aaron didn't have a share, right? Because we just finished in the end of Nosoi, the Chanukah Hanasiim, they made a simcha every day, they brought a different korban, they had a Gvaltika Yomtiv, and Aaron didn't have any. Cholsos doubt that Aaron was upset, he wasn't included in it. So, Shmoka said to him, don't worry, Shalachol Gedol Mishalahem, you have the Nero, Shalachol Gedol Mishalahem, yours is greater than theirs. The Hadlokas Neiros is greater than what they did. And there is a Nusach that says that yours is forever. Yeah. Whereas they did it just that one day, the Hanukkah Samishkan. And yours is forever. Oh, but the question is, it's not forever, because that with no Hadlokas Neiros now, is the Teretz of the Ramban, Chanukah, Aaron, Chanukah, the Hadlokas Neiros is forever, right through the Golos is Hadlokas Neiros, and that came through the Chashmonoim, the Kohanim, so that's in the common to Aaron. Okay. Then there's an interesting Rashi. Vayaz Kain Aaron. Rashi says, all right, Aaron got the instructions. Vayaz Kain Aaron. Aaron did so. He did it. Kash et Tziv Hashem es Moshe. So Rashi, Lahagid Shvoche Shel Aaron Shalosh Shino. Oh, Aaron, we're telling you, praise of Aaron a coin. He didn't do it any way different than Moshe told him to do. No, to obey instructions as normal, as given. Okay, today's youngsters don't understand that so well, but I mean, we understand that you have instructions to do it. You do what you tell us. This is the way you do it, and you do it. Grosses shvach. Aaron looked at him. But what should he have done? Doing it a bit different. Well, no, I think it should be tazoyin. Poshet. Aaron a koyin. What's in Hashem? What's the chiddush shaloish shino? Okay. What's the chiddush shaloish shino? So those fashidna pshatim, fashidna tamim. There's one very, very beautiful. From the Moshe Sternbuch, he says they're good. Shloishino means that the cheshek, the kavono, the enthusiasm that Aaron did the menorah this first day never changed. We're told that Aaron did the menorah. It could have been Aaron or his two sons. There weren't that many kohanim around then. Okay, there's only three. But Aaron kept it for himself throughout the 40 years. Aaron didn't give it away. No, it's my mitzvah, and Aaron did it. Sounds selfish, but for Ruchnis, it can be selfish. Yeah? And Lo Shino, 40 years later, he lit the menorah with the Zelba brand. Oh, look, we put on filling this morning, Rabbi Isai. But the Zelba brand he did when he put it on as a mitzvah bacha, machayach tovet. Shaloi Shino, no change. Aaron's Hadlokas Neiros was exactly the same all the way along. Oh, you give up, give up. That's a moedika madriga, a moedika lesson for us. One way of understanding the shvach shaloi shino. But I saw another pshat. Aaron was given an immense privilege. Aaron light the menorah. There's only one person going to do it. You're lighting the menorah in the kodesh for the chvod shamayim and to make us to bring oira into the world. It's moiriti kazach. He could have felt, you know, if Ben Epesayid, you know, they chose me, right? Gaivo could easily come. If a person is Oyla Ligdula and Take does good to Zachen and he is a Tamil Chacham and he is Mabitstern and he does good, a bit of self-satisfaction, it boosts your ego a bit. Loishino. Aaron, like Moshe Rabbeinu, v'nachnu mokis alinu aleinu, Moshe and Aaron were both great in Anibus. They were very, very great indeed. Aaron shloishino. Although Aaron had this privilege all those years, loishino, he didn't change his personal feeling. Ich bin epes gresser, loishino. He stayed with the same Anibus. It's a very difficult thing because there's no grosser inyan vayig by libba b'dakei Hashem. You're supposed to feel good. I've done a mitzvah. I'm not like him. I've done a mitzvah. But not gaiva. You've got to balance the two together. You feel proud and privileged that I've managed to do this mitzvah. And I got this mitzvah. And it's wonderful. But it's not me. The gaiva, it's not me. It was a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To change, to keep the balance in your mind. Not to go into gaiva through Maaseh Mitzvahs. Seladreka. Then I heard another pshat from Rebbe Knopfler, from the Rabban Sinai, the Marishi in London. He said pshat like this: by Maaseh Bereishis, in nearly every day of the Bria, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tatshe Horas Deshe Vayhi Chein, and it was so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Ma'oros Berikya Shemaim Vayhi Chein. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this should happen, Vayhi Chein, it happened. But on the first day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Oyer, it says Vayhi Oyer. It doesn't say Vayhi Chein. It doesn't say Vayhi Chein. So I don't know who's quoting. He said the reason is because Vayhi Chein means it became so and stayed so. Vayhi Chein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the water from the land. Vayhi Chein. It's still the same today. It was a Bria. Forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Ma'oros B'kei HaShemayim, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Vayhi Chein. They were there and they're still there. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Oyer, that Oyer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Oyer, the greater Oyer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be going as it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's not Kedai, the world is not worthy of having this special Oyer, therefore, Shteit Nish Vayhi Chein. Aaron HaKoyen, when he, in his Avodah on lighting the menorah, he brought into the world the Chein, Vayas, Cain Aharon. Aaron brought, whatever that means exactly, I don't know, but the Oyer Hagonos, this Gevaldika Oyer, came there because of Aaron's Avodah in the way he did the Avodah he did. Because the Klal, you see, again and again and again, it's repeated again and again. It's not the Maisa itself. Of course, you've got to do the Maisa according to the rules. The Ikka is what you're thinking, what your Kavana is. Aaron of Avodah lit the menorah exactly as per instructions, but the inner feeling, that the Kodesh Shemayim, the Lashem Shemayim, was so great that by Yehi Chein he brought back. Vayas Kein Aaron, he brought the Oyer Hagonos into the world. And it's interesting, you can take it further. In the first capital Tehillim, right, he says, Lochein Horashoim. Lochein Horashoim. Right? Al Kein Lo Yokum Horashoim by Mishpot. The Kein, not there going to be for them. And you do the same again in Megillah's Esther. Esther said, Uvechein Ovoi El HaMelech. She would fast, Uvechein Ovoi El HaMelech. Bringing the Bechein, the beginner of, and we say by Abris, Kishem Shinichas Abris, came Yekonis L'Teruch HaBimtalian. The Kein, there should be this Oyer Hagonos, this Lichtigkeit, which, whatever it would mean for us, this is what Aaron did, this is why he came. Okay, let's move on to this. So many topics. Can I not? This we've said so much to talk about. We'll talk about the Levim. Right. So the Levim, the pasuk tells us that the Levim have an avodah, and they do it from 30 to 50. Umibel chamish in shana yoshuv mitzvahu avodah. No longer 50 is. Well, mostly retirement, because it's not semi-retirement. Certain jobs you can't do afterwards. So Rashi says they can't do the avodas masa b'kosef. They can't carry the mishkan. Abul chozehu, but they can return into the Beis Hamikdash l'ne'ilah sha'arim. One of the duties of the Levim were to open and close the gates of the Beis Hamikdash every morning, every evening. They can come back l'ne'ilah sha'arim, l'ashir. They can sing. So they ask the question, why does Rashi say Lenilas Hasha'orim. What about Psichas Hasha'orim? Yeah, in the morning they can open the gates. It's a very nice honor to open the gates of the Beis Hamikdash in the morning more than closing it at night. So why did Rashi put Lenilas Hasha'orim? So they say that Rav Tolly Trop had gesagt that it's a message. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, when you get to Chamishim, when you get to 50, you should lo yavodod, you should tone down on your business affairs and go more to your neshama. Look more to your neshama needs than your physical needs. Lo yavodod, l'ne'ilas hasha'onim, think! You're 50 already. Ne'ilas hasha'onim, good, it's a long way off from 50. Oh, but start thinking then about ne'ilas hasha'onim. Think about the time when it'll be closed. Rembes, stop, okay. That's all you wanted to say like that. Okay. Now, immediately after the parsha of the Nevi'im, comes the parsha of Pesach. Okay? And as we know, Rashi says this parsha is not in the right place, because this took place on the 1st of Nisan, and the first parsha beginning by Midbar is the 1st of Iyar, a month later. And Rashi says, because this was the only Pesach they made in the Midbar, it's a Gnus, but Torah doesn't want to start off a Sefer in the Chumash with a Gnus and Shel Yisrael. Okay. So the pasuk says, Hashem spoke to Moshe, "V'yasu v'nei Yisrael es haPesach b'moyadoi," and the Yidden shall make the Pesach b'moyadoi. So they all ask the following question: what's v'yasu? Yasu, and what? And means continue from something else. But that Hashem Moshe, "Yasu v'nei Yisrael, dabber b'nei Yisrael v'yasu," not v'yasu, and they shall make the Pesach b'moyadoi. Okay. There is another question, which is not really a big question. Why was it necessary to tell them to make the Pesach? They already had that in Pasha's boy. In Pasha's boy, they were told, make a Pesach in Mitzrayim and make a Pesach in the future. But that's not such a gewaltig kasha, because if you look in the Pasuk in boy, it says quite clearly in there, in boy, it doesn't say make it next year. It says when you come to Eretz Yisrael. It looks like it's Toloi, it's not a Mitzvah Toloi, but Oretz. But it looks like, make a Pesach now here in Mitzrayim, and when you get to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. Unfortunately, there was an unfortunate delay. So therefore, there's no chiyuv to make it. One thing, therefore, the Torah says, make a Pesach. What's the yasu? So what's the and? There's a reason why the Bnei Yisrael, lama zogen, that they thought you were chiyuv to make it. Let's say that they thought we ought to make a Pesach, but they hesitated because they had Alpi Alocha, a Shaila, a Sofik, so they can make a Pesach. Said, no, I grew a din by Pesach called Ben Necho Lo Yochal Boy. Any Ben Necho, which Rashi says, Shinis Nakru Masov, Laviv Shema Shemaim, his behavior isn't based after Zion. So, a Rosh or Baal Avodah Zorah, whatever, he can't make a Pesach. They're 6 months away from Maaseh Egel. It's 6 months away. Egel was in Tammuz, and now from Tammuz go through to the Etan Nisan. We're unfit. We're puzzled to make the Karban Pesach. We can't make the Karban Pesach. Says the Torah, V'yasu. Yes, and they can go and make the Karban Pesach. They can make the Karban Pesach. That's the connection with the Levim. It's very good. We've just said the Levim are taking over from the Bnei Yisrael, from the B'choy Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because of Maaseh HaEgel. Yeah, that's it. Because they saved Egel, and the Levim didn't save Egel, Mamela, the Levim were given the tafkid of doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, instead of the Bechonim. So that means, clearly, that the Chet HaEgel was very prominent there. It stopped the Yidden doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Sorry, you've lost the privilege of being the servants in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be a Levi. Oi. So that means Akshmoch was still bearing in mind the Chet, so we can't make a Karban Pesach then. Yes, you can make a Karban Pesach. Why? What's the difference? The tshuva which the Yidden did from the Maaseh HaEgel was enough to make them not Ben Necha anymore. But it wasn't enough to make them to come to the Levi. That's why it's mentioned after Levi. To get the job, they've lost the job, the Levim take the job away because of the Chet. But the Chet has been rectified to the extent that the Yasu Bnei Yisrael is a Pesach. They can go ahead and make the Korban Pesach, because for that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, as far as is concerned, called Ben Necho, they have a total kapora from the Egel, and therefore they can go ahead and make the Korban Pesach. So let's look at those unfortunate people who couldn't make the Pesach. There were some people who were tummy. We know already, we've already had a parsha that Tameim in Nosoi, there's the Bishalchim in Amachane called Tarovachal Zovachal Tomilo Nefesh. We know that if you're Tommy, you can't go into Beis HaMikdash, Kroh. So these people were Tameim Eist, so therefore they couldn't do it. So they came to Moshe and they said, Moshe, Anachnu Tameim Nefesh Odom, we are Tommy, Lomon Nigora, why should we not be allowed to? What do you mean? You know why you're not allowed to. You know why you can't make Korban Pesach. You just came along and you said, you know, it's like going to the wrong, and you got a pot of chicken and you dropped a 3 pints of milk in it, whatever. I've dropped milk in it, can I have this? You know yourself before you start that you can't have it. So what are they asking? So the Gemara explains various ways of looking at it, but the Gemara explains that they would be tohur tonight. This was the Shvi Shalahem. And therefore they said, let somebody else, we can't shecht the Korban Pesach, we can't go there, but let someone shecht and we'll eat the Pesach by night. Right? So in other words, their Shaila was, B'shah Shechitas HaPesach, have you got to be ro'oi for a Pesach? Or no, B'shah Shechitas Pesach. Because the Gemara makes it very, very clear in Pesachim that the Ikka Tachlis of the Korban Pesach is Achila. It's the only Korban where Achila is the Me'akiv. It's a mitzvah, I say, to eat any korban, a mitzvah to eat the boss of a korban, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, right? It's the bika brocha. But Pesach, ikka, hakravosa is for the achila. So they will be able to eat it. They said, we'll be able to eat it tonight. Can we go ahead and why can't we? Let's have a chance. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, no, the halacha is that you've got to be royal. B'shas, shchitas ha-pesach, you've got to be royal la-achila, and therefore you can't, but because of your gvalt ha-kecheshi, they'll give you a complimentary prize. You can do Pesach Sheni, okay? Now, in the Lashonis that they use, in the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Chasam Sofer is medayik quite a few things on the wording in the Pasha. First of all, the Yalkut says, "Vayomer hu anoshim haheima elov." The Yalkut says, "Melamed shahoyu yichidim, hoyu yichidim." Okay, no, you yichidim. What's he trying to tell us now? He says, "What do you think it was? Anoshim was called Klal Yisrael, but he anoshim and some men. There were some men. Obviously, they weren't the tzibul. So why does the Yalkut say shem yichidim hoyu?" Next question. Again, they said, Loma Nigora, they were honors. If you're honors, you're honors. Come on, honors, come on, apart. You haven't got the mitzvah. If a person, honest lad, hasn't got an arm, you can't put on tefillin. So, Loma Nigora, that's the matzah. Akshbohu put you in a zah matzah. I mean, and any non-Kohen can say, Loma Nigora, that I can't do a mitzvah. That is the situation. So, what was their problem here? They were Tamei Mace. Alright, the question is, how did they become Tamei Mace? The Gemara talks about it, the different shittas. But Lamaisa, you're Tamei Mace. And therefore, you can't rectify that situation. You can't become Ois Tamei Mace. You're therefore an Onus, Rachamana Patre. The Torah didn't say, bring Korban Pesach if you're an Onus. So what are you on about? So what was the complaint? Second question. They said in their Loshan, Loma Nigora, Levilti Hakriv is Korban Hashem, Bemoyadoi, Besorg Bnei Yisrael. What did they need that for? Loma Nigora, Levilti Hakriv is Korban Hashem. Why can't we bring Korban Hashem? Why have they got to add Bemoyadoi in its time, Besorg Bnei Yisrael? We know it's Besorg Bnei Yisrael. What are they trying to say? And then, one more question in the Loshim, the Pasuk is that when Moshe Rabbeinu gives them the answer, Ish ki yiyeh tomei lanefesh obedech l'choyko lochem oy ledo reiseichem v'osa pesach l'Hashem. What's that, osa pesach l'Hashem? Ish yiyeh tomei lanefesh. Then, b'chodesh ha-sheni v'abo osa yom yasa pesach. What? What did Paul say? V'osa pesach l'Hashem. Why is he saying v'osa pesach l'Hashem? So the Chasam Sofer wants to say like this. We know, Eino Doime, Rabim Ha'oisim is a mitzvah, and Yochid Oish is a mitzvah. Which means the following. It doesn't just mean that if there's 100 Yidden doing a mitzvah together, it has more power and more power to bring Kedusha into the belt than one person. Obviously, it's 100 times as much. If there's one person doing a mitzvah and 100 people doing a mitzvah, it's 100 times as much. That's not what it means. It means more than that. It means that each yochid has more power. Not because we are a group, there's now 100 times. Let's call it, you get 5 brownie points for doing the mitzvah. So if I do it, I get 5 points. If you do it, that's 10 points. If 3 people do it, it's 15 points. If 100 people do it, it's 500 points. No. If 100 people do it, it's 1,000 points. Everybody's koyach of the mitzvah, because he's doing it with the tzibur, my own individual mitzvah is greater. That was what they wanted. They said, B'soch b'nei Yisroel, we want to do it with the Yidden. And also they said, B'moyate, because Nochazach, some Sefer says, it's very interesting, I have to work out exactly how it works, a mitzvah which has only a specific time is more powerful than a mitzvah which is, maybe because it's designated to do a mitzvah on this time, at this day, is a greater koyach than doing the mitzvah at another time. Than a mitzvah which can be done any time. So that's why they said, B'moyadoi. We want to do it B'moyadoi, in the right time, because that gives it a power. B'soch B'nei Yisrael, we want to be together with the B'nei Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, V'osa, if you're Tomei Lanefesh, V'osa Pesach Lashem. You won't be able to make a Pesach Rishon, but V'osa Pesach, what you go and do, V'chish HaSheni, is also Pesach. You will have the Zuchus, Keilu it's B'moyadoi, and Keilu it's B'derabim, Sech B'nei Yisrael. Although it's only, it's interesting to Zach, the halacha is in Kamban Pesach, one Yochid is Tomei Lanefesh, he brings Kamban Pesach Sheni. And that Yochid is counted as Keilu V'osa Pesach. He's going to make a Pesach Rishon. It's got the Zechus as great as Osa Pesach Rishon. Okay, I'll do the Chassam Sefer. Yeah, because they don't want to be Yechidim. The Pasuk points out, they were Yechidim. We don't want to be Yechidim. We want to join. Now, there's a very unusual Rashi. Sorry, a very strange expression in Rashi later on. In the sad story of the desire for meat, you know, here's people who see the Shina daily, we can't be massive, they get mon every day, it's mon is Gilui Shchino, mon is Shchino, as I say the Ramban, Ziv HaShchino Shen is Kashem, mon is Shchino made into a physical form. So these people, they have an anna covered, they're living there with Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, oh, I'm fed up with this, I want fish, I want pizza, I want cucumber, I want, I'm a kushu to convince, yes, makes sense, no, okay. Madafa Shchino, Levi Madre Gossam, okay. But they wanted meat, right, they wanted meat. And Moshe Rabbeinu found it very difficult, and he came, and there was a conversation going on, a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, well, go and give them meat. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. It won't satisfy them. You'll give them meat, then they'll ask for something else. Give them something else. So what then should I do, says Hashem? Tell them they can't have meat, you've got what you want, you don't need. Now, that was the discussion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opinion and Moshe Rabbeinu's opinion. So, what would be? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hayad Hashem tiktzor." Should the hand of Hashem appear to be short? In other words, if I don't give them meat, it will appear as though they could say, "Hashem can't give us meat." So that should that be? No. Never. I'm going to give them meat. In that Rashi there, Rashi says something unusual. Rashi says, is that Rashi there? One moment. Let's read the Rashi exactly. Yeah. The previous Rashi. It's on Pasuk Chof Beis Hatzoyin Boker Yishochet. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, even if you'd give them all the meat, remember? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you give them the meat and they die, it's not shvach for you. Heshiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's answer was, V'im lo yetein, if I don't give them meat, Yomru they will say, Shekotzro Yodi. My hand is unable to give them the meat. Hatoy be'enecho. Do you think it's a good idea? Sheyad Hashem tiktzor be'eneihem. Hashem saying to Moshe, do you think it's a good idea that the Yidden should think Hayad Hashem tiktzor? Then Rashi goes on. Ye'ovdu heim. They should all be destroyed. Umeokayoitzibahem, and 100 times as many as them, Va'al Tihi, there should not be Yodi Katsura Lifnehem, my hand to appear to be incapable of Ilushoachas. What's Hashem saying? Ye ofatu heim? What's Hashem saying? Hashem, the Baal HaRachamim, it's better if they all were to die and under lightning. But what's better? It's a sad situation, but what? Yeovdu, why are they on? Hashem said to Moshe, I can't do that. Yeovdu heim, it's better. I'm adding the word better because that's what it means. It's better that they should all die, they should all eat, and they should all be destroyed. But they shouldn't think Yodi Katsura won't show achas. What's what she's saying here? So I'm saying pshat like this. Shadar Gemara, the Gemara says if a person has to go on a journey and there's two routes, one route is Ariba Derech, there's a danger, there's a physical danger, there's a lion on the road, and the other road is Ishoba Derech, there's in the Cheshash, he'll come to Benichshel in Zanus. Says the Gemara, I have to go Baderech Ari, you have to go. Sorry, the danger of a ruchnius danger is far greater than a physical danger, a gashmis danger. If you have to go, I mean, there's a shadow if you go, but it has to be, then you check, you go the physical danger, you don't put yourself into sakana in ruchnius. That's the first piece of Gemara. Then the Gemara says, what happens if there's derech isha, the derech avodah zarah? In other words, there is a danger that if you go to do this, if you go to this path, and take it, Labdavka, a derech. You have a choice of a job that you have to do. And there's no choice, you have to go. It has to be. So either you go into an environment where there's a danger of Isha, or you go into an environment where there's a danger of Avodah Zarah. Has to be one or the other. What should you do? Thought the Gemara, derech Isha. Why derech Isha? Poshut. Because derech Isha, enoch anami. We know that the Yetzer Hara for Zanus, the Gemara says, is Gevaldik, yeah, but Paroyos is Gefelich, yeah, and it's very likely he'll be Michshel, yeah, Richtig, but a person who Chasu Sholem is Nichshel in Inyoli Aroyos, why is he Nichshel in Aroyos? Because B'Shaz Meiser, he had a Mordika Taiva, Satam Gebrenta Taiva, and he couldn't hold himself back. After it's all over, when the Hanor's gone, Mustami says, what did that do? Ay, ay, ay. Did I what? It's much easier to have charota after doing an avera of that sort because it's a personal hana. Once the personal hana is gone, it's like Chas v'Shalom, you go and eat something that says also to eat. Oh, it's delicious, I can't hold myself back. But once you finish eating, you say, what have I done? But you can't hold yourself back. We understand. People can't hold themselves back. Although the nursery swears, you can't hold yourself back. But derech isha, if a person goes derech isha and chasm is nichshol, the likelihood is there's a good chance that somewhere along the line he'll have good charoto and he'll do teshuva. Whereas if you go derech avodah zarah, you do derech avodah zarah, you'll come with false ideas. How do you remove false ideas from your cup? If you're with goyim all the time, they're talking about the apikosis and the, it's very hard to remove it. They've got a point. So therefore, derech isha, the derech avodah zarah, derech isha is the lesser evil. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu. I have a choice here. I either give them meat, and they're nichshol because of tithe of meat. And Hashem didn't want them to have meat. You know Hashem didn't want them to have meat. But they're going to fresh the meat because they can't hold themselves back. Either that, or I don't give them meat. What will that be? Then they'll say, Hashem, Yad Hashem Tiktsa. Which is the worst Avera? Yad Hashem Tiktsa. So it's better for them if they eat the meat. I'm doing them a favor by giving them, I've only got a choice. Either give meat or don't give meat. If I give meat, they'll be nichshol the Avera of tithe. If I give them, I don't give them meat, they'll be nichshel in the avera of Rachman al-Tzana of Emuna, which is better for them. The avera of the meat. Yeovduhein, even if they eat, and even if they're all destroyed because of it, but before they die, they'll think, oh, why did I do that? It's a charot already, it's a chelik of tshuva. But whereas, Yad Hashem Tiktsa, could Chas v'Shalom remain with them forever. Okay. Go ahead. Amen. 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 Amen.
Have a good Shabbos, my bro. Oh, man. Who said I'm hot?